Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Shall we be upstanding for the reading of God's word? Praise the name of the Lord. A foundation scripture for life is John 12, 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th verse and the 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." And some panel said, "Yohane chile koma enitra idumi yeno imua eya etuno eni etuno bakono." Yohane insempa itre idumi yeno imua eya etuno eni etuno bakono. Etifia samo se enkwa ifi uwomo mumi entiwa diasam.
Na hela fobo wana oba sorry ba sorry a fashion asinimu.
Come on.
Ena oba Filipo ofre beside awo Galilee anonche eno beka chone sorua yepesi yohuno Yesu. Ena oba Filipo awo ofre beside awo Galilee anonche eno beka chone sorua.
Brilliant finesse of scripture. I would love us to read Luke chapter 21 and verse number 34. We have been reading that for quite some time now. We're going to stick with it till the month of September. Reason is because we would love to exhaust it thoroughly. And so we will want to stick in there and outline the credulity of God's word. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses. The Bible said, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that the day, oh my God, come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth." There are no exemptions. There are no exemptions. Nobody is going to be exempted. If you really critically look at life, how life goes, you know, sometimes it's so trembling to the heart. So be baby to me to me fair, yes, a bomb of papa, a brasopia, one more pair, and so Breno Kwane Koro. A baby, your friend, a Timu, a bass has in us. Independent, you will be in free. Serious. Anything about the same, just any pa, you to me tell us a boom compound here, chief. And your cano, a ye, or Sanka Fong Man, yes, say, I will ye. And we are swore, I may say, or may any other for no, you nippy. You near free, I was so. You better hear what we are talking about. Tinipa, take heed. Be careful. You need to take heed. Take heed can also be careful. Can we go into any different version? Let's look at any different versions. Let's start with New King James and go to Message and go to any of the versions that is available. Listen to the Message. But be ye on your guard. Be on guard. Don't let the sharp edge of the expectation be dull. Get dull by the parties. By parties. Clearly. He said, take heed. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation be dull by parties. And drinking. And drinking. And shopping. I shall congratulate you on the shopping. I beg you. Or the shopping and barbership. Otherwise, the day is coming to take you by complete surprise. Spring on you suddenly like a trap. Go to the next verse. It is interesting. Go to the next verse, verse 35. It is going to come on everyone everywhere. At once. Pianio! Your boy, we're going to be here forever. I mean, we have plans to the point that a lot of people see my kind of preaching and presentation that, well, this guy is unrealistic. He is too harsh. He is too whatever. And then suddenly, he said, the guy is dead. He goes, what a shock. Ain't no shock, baby. Ain't no shock. It's no shock. We warning you that is coming upon the face of the earth. now. Last verse 36. Let's see what it says. So whatever you do, don't go to sleep at the switch. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that's coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man. Give me another version, particularly maybe New Living Translation or Good News Version or something a little bit easy. NIV, thank you. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and anxieties of life, that the day will come close on you unexpectedly like a trap. Go to the next verse. The Bible said, and it will come upon all those who live on the face of the earth. Verse number 36. And be always on the watch. This is how a Christian must live. Always on the watch. So whilst you are maltreating your wife, be on the watch. Whilst you are maltreating your husband, be on the watch. Do you think that if I was maltreating my wife, I can have the nerve and the audacity and the courage to come and talk to you like this? The kind of way we preach before, apart from the anointing and the move of the Spirit of God and the grace of God and everything, before you can preach this type of preach, you must have the strength of conviction. Your conviction must be strengthened. That we near some new for you know, so that your family are excited, your children, they are excited, they are blessed, they are in conformity with the word of the Lord. They make it a conscious effort that they are not going to live in the house. Let's go to Amplify. I like it. It is one of my favorite verses. And but take heed to yourself and be on your guard. Lest your heart be overburdened and depressed, weighed down with the giddiness and headache and nausea of self-indulgence and drunkenness and worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life, and least that the day come upon you suddenly like a trap or a noose. Go to the next verse. Let's work. And the Bible declare emphatically clear, for it shall come upon all who live upon the face of the entire earth. Go to the next verse. And then he said, but keep awake then and watch at all times. Be discreet, attentive, and ready. Ready. That's one word the church don't understand. Be ready. The readiness that Jesus is coming again. Upe kunenti, upe kunu kunu kekenti ya upenti. And now what took Christo somewhere butu atu achone? Because of a husband, you have thrown away your salvation. Oh, please! Because of a husband, you have thrown away salvation and redemption and emancipation and regeneration and the life of God in Christ Jesus. All because you want a husband. Because you want a job, they slept with you, they have abused you, they have molested you, and all some of the things that come around and the people that come to talk to me. I keep telling them, don't come and talk to me about nonsense. I am with somebody who is not married me. We live together and we sleep together. Don't talk to me about that thing. Here, the people who want to go to heaven and live a prosperous life on earth, this is their church. This is their church. This church does not belong to people who are not serious. They talk madness, they think man. This church does not belong to them. When you come here, you must be willing to repent, willing and ready to repent. Because people want visas, they do all manner of things. A lady who was looking for a passport went to a passport officer and he said, well, I need to sleep with you and do a passport for you. Why? Why? Passport? And ɛdeɛ na aba ni gyina ha mɛntu kwan adeɛ ne bɛba hwema. Because we are here and the world is being blessed. We are in one place, Tesano. We can choose. We are in Ghana, but the world is feeling our impact by the grace of God. Yes, sir. If I don't go to America, if I don't go to Canada, if I don't go there, but I can still have the message and push the message from here and they will get it. Oh, you get what you're saying. Let God give me a message for the Pope with all due respect. By tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, the Pope will hear the message. Let God give me a message for President Trump. By tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, he will get the message. And because of a passport, you can throw away what Jesus did on the cross. Because of worldly gain, throw away a price so heavy that God paid. It's so sad. I think about it, and you know, it really baffles my imagination and it baffles my mind. You can't think far, dear. You can't think far. Yeah. I'm looking at it. It's very interesting. Sweetie, let me talk to you. Jesus is coming again. Let's be clear on that one. Let's not miss that revelation at all. Jesus is coming again. This time, not as the Lamb of God, but as the judge of this world. A just judge. He will judge everybody according to their works. He is coming again. He is coming like the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh yeah, he will judge everybody. I want everybody to understand that there will be nothing like, I didn't really intend to do that. I am very sorry. I will not do that again. It will be too late then. And even when Jesus does not appear right now, you may die tomorrow morning. A, B, C, D. Anybody can die. Anybody can die. That is why you need to take very good care of yourself and be on your guard and watch. Watch always. Am I with you? Oh, you can clap those hands. Watch. Am I with you? Because there will be no exceptions. We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Will you read it in English for me? Let's stick to English so that I can also be a blessing to all our lovely friends from around the world as we, you know, engage them. We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. What we are doing in this life, we shall come to account. What is the scripture? Let me mention.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
Second Corinthians, write it down. The thing about Bible study is that your book quotation, what you know. We quote the quotation, you write it. Quote quotation, you write it. Quote quotation, you write it. If you are serious, the quotations. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Very interesting. Hallelujah. You know, let's read it together as we can all see it. Ready and go. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body according
he had done, whether it be good or bad.
Let's read it one more time. Let me show you something. Ready and go.
For we must all
play. The thing is, all Christians, Muslims, Hare Krishnas, all, no exceptions, idol worshippers, they must all collectively appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You know, sometimes when I hear and they are going like all religions are the same, don't believe in a deception. Don't believe in a deception. I'm telling you, the mind and the heart of God, don't believe in a deception. This is not the time for Nzimuru. This generation, it's not the time for you. Don't believe in deception. Will you can you?
But you say 5:10. Na e chase nyina yekopie Kristo atemodwan anim. Na obi ara nya de onam ni pedua so ye no papa obone o se de o ye ye.
Obi a benya ne onam ni pedua so ye. Whatever you are doing in this body, you will account. Whatever the ones you do in your room, pornography, watching all these pictures and images, masturbation. Masturbation is one big predicament on the church right now. There is nowhere I go the young men don't talk to me about it. Pray for me. I'm addicted to pornography. I'm addicted to whatever I'm addicted to and all that kind of thing. You have forgotten that greater is he that is in you. And so by the time you are talking to me about you are addicted to something, you are not saved. Christo Jiwa no ajo. And save you, he saves you thoroughly. And now you are going to work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. I would like us to read that as well. But before that, let's read 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Very interesting. Not the gospel according to St. John, the epistle of John. Let's read that one. Chapter 3 from verse number 1. Let's read together. Ready and go. Whosoever committed sin transgressed against the law. Alright, behold, let's go. Behold,
what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon
that us, we
should be called,
read it,
the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew it him not.
Alright, read verse number 2. Let's work.
Beloved, now we are the sons.
Now you are not a bosom for ma. Now when you are barbary for me be you. Now when you come out for me be you. But now you are the sons. Sons and daughters of God. In Christ Jesus. Let's read Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah 57. Will you give us the quotation very quickly?
But Isaiah 57 verse 3.
Isaiah 57 verse 3. Write it down. Verse 3, verse 4, verse 5. The Bible says, but draw near hither, ye sons of sorcerers. First, you know, kind sons of God now, sons of sorcerers, the seed of the adulterer. Please, Munchimpiniha, or Babay for Emma, and Obed Jaman for Willikan Homunity.
Namo dear, Munchimraha,
Chimbraha,
or Babay for Ma,
or Babay for Ma,
or I say for no Jaman.
I want to say for near Jaman for Ma. This was how God saw us before Jesus went on the cross. This was our previous identity before Jesus hanged on the cross. Now me say, well, if we been and come in yasa opportunity, I'm the genie Moses here, and then mama comfort a better way from America. But hey, mama, sorry, me who are you here? Sorry, mama, niyabano adiye humpa. Brother Kasacha me said, dollars in the fear America buy. Demons be about the transfer dollars in Minty Fabra, which I remember. I ain't young way to mama, young way to maybe. I may be sure when you know. What did you make a child, mama? What did you make a child? One young son who moved poop and many children grow for. Cassia Subane, I grow. We're doing for now, Bagana had a mean wounded jam of what? A Tessa Womata. Who do near back of our home, but ten draws my home, my opa, fire, you call. One by human effort. Aya, a chiriheya, who beat the Nikunuka, sorry. Echiri heya ema odifo bani ukunu ujai nikunu eche brother no efri na amene nsa waria echiri heya wamu ya wadeng we echiri heya ujai wanu nikunu eche unipanu awaba asore no ikunu. This is how audacious they have become. They are predators. Wamu ya mpeteku to food the perform. What trauma? What do you cause? You ching ching. By the time I'm saying who knew me to two and that crap and pine wa brain now, you know what to do now. You know, and I just said, we are on your way to a I would do my cemetery to the America channel. So, so yeah, I dread thee for woman. I mean, you're telling woman when the bam on them. They come in sheep clothing, but inside of them they are ravenous wolves. I'm talking to you. You better hear the rubber inside of them. You know, church is supposed to be a place where the preacher is supposed to be an example. The Bible said in Malachi chapter 2 and verse number 7, the Bible said, for the priest's lips must keep knowledge, and they that require knowledge from the priest must seek it from the mouth of the priest, for he is an angel or a messenger of God. The priest's lips must keep knowledge. So the preacher, the vicar, the man of God, the leader, the shepherd in the church, by the time we come to the church, we must see that person as a messenger of God, as a man of God, as an angel of God. That person must not be there to exploit you. They cannot take advantage of you. Whether financially, sexually, whether, you know, by cognitive means, by psychological means, whatever, they should not abuse you. When you come here, because I'm a messenger of God, I have become like your shepherd. Yeah, I'm watching over your souls according to the book of Hebrews, and Jesus will reward me for that at the end of the day. I am not here to exploit you, so when I lay my hands on you, me as an example of God, I must impart to you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah, I must impact love, and I must impact long suffering. I must impact temperance. I must impact faith. I must impact goodness. I must impact the fear of God into you. Then I must impact the spirit of faith, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of prophecy, the gift and interpretation of tongues, the gift of miracles. This is what we must be impacting to God's people when we sit in the church of God. Don't be deceived. They are not illiterates now. They speak better English than I'm doing now. They wear better suits. They are sophisticated. But they are organized criminals. Organized criminals. Tianye! Among the lot you see, they cannot be more than 15%. Real prophets of God. That's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about God's judgment and discretion. God, not human beings calling anybody's name. 15%. Because I'm telling you. It tells you that we are surrounded with predators, and the whole agenda is to take advantage of you. But my point is, you have been molested already, abused already, crushed already. Some of you are discouraged before you come in. Some of you have all kinds of burdens before. Why should the church add to it? So that is why in this church, we don't want a Kuobia here. We don't want any group in this church. So that somebody may offend you. Somebody may, you know, be a stumbling block and cause to be a scapegoat and all that kind of thing. We don't want offense. So we want to eliminate all this. If you come to this church and you close, go home. Go home! If you stand and anybody bring their burden, is your own wahala. Because as your pastor, I'm telling you, avoid them. Because some of them are here. Oh God, help me. Some of them. Last Sunday I was talking, and it's not everybody sitting here that is a child of God coming to serve God and develop their grace and all that kind of thing. There are people that have been sent by false prophets to this place. There are people that have been sent by occultic groups in this country to this place. They sit nicely, they have dressed like they are Christians, but they are actually the devil incarnate sitting there. They are dangerous. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Are you clapping those hands? I should be a fool to think that everybody here that is singing our praises, oh, Sophono Yadia, oh, the guy is, he speaks the truth. You should be a fool to think that they are praising you. They want this thing to go into your head. Once it goes into your head, the Bible said you will be taken by pride and you fall into temptation. and you are destroyed. All that people are praying, this Kofi Duro that has come and he's all over the place and all that kind of thing, we are praying that something small, let the guy come down, Tim. That's all they are praying for. That's all they are praying for. Hey, but as the flint of Mount Zion, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so has the Lord surrounded his people from now until the coming of Christ. Somebody shout unto God. Praise the name of the Lord. Say a good amen. I want to get a revelation. You know, let's get this revelation through. Let's go back to 1 John. Will you want King Kai Ha King Kai Malaki to me? No, he more a young son. Can I hold my telephone? So it's a honey be we are not for your call. 1 John chapter 3, verse number. Go to verse number 3. We will be meeting you there very soon. Read the word.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 7.
Read.
Now, it's also for an acronym.
A sophobia. It was an anokrenim dear.
No one shall so much
so for no. It was so yet in her swa. So for yet in her swa. Your cast will be in her swa, and ya de bako. We are in her swa, O Casa, Untadia, Wunim. We are in her swa, wa what dim, wa what dear. Eh, what ye ne goose? Ha! A sofa pa! How are you? Inna. Nan kami musi so non kami imagine ne se mum fa mo hon share with adensa na munya num dwa fa hon share with adensa everybody at the room, we are what we are by the grace of God. And let's stop this boasting and whatever, whatever. Nobody has a car like I do. Nobody has money than I do. Nobody has all this nonsense. There is, you know, when I go to the hospitals and I'm praying for people, one of the exciting things that comes to me is that I think about all the people who are in the hospital. They also been richer. They also been famous. They also been whatever, whatever. You know, so when we have all these crazy psychotics in the church who are boasting of all kinds of things and all that, sometimes I think, what does the doctors and the pathologists, even pathologists, the people that take care of dead people, what do they think about them? Because the doctors see there that you can be alive jumping today and then tomorrow, Tim, you are down. And then they bring your corpse there. You see them very nicely, very gloriously, and suddenly you will not find them again. Be careful. Be very careful. And check any pedia. And in I know people who were a lot more stronger than you. They were a lot more muscular than you. They were a lot more, you know, and they are nowhere. We are not here. Genesis 3:19. You are dust. And in it you will return. Very interesting. In your sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For thou art dust, and thou unto dust shall thou return. And David will be better down. Will be in a big jarrow. Will be in a big jarrow. Ubi na betamwa to adaka. Ubi be siyo. Bitasam. Na Pablo so wu na chile na temu ho. After the death, there shall be judgment. So let us be extremely careful of the kind of life that we live. Today, this morning, Willie, you read a particular scripture. You know, when I read scriptures like this, it takes me to another one, like Psalm 102, verse number 11. It is one of the scriptures that humbles me. Psalm 102, verse 11. It really humbles me when I see that scripture. There is another similar one. You know, read it. He said, my days are like a shadow that declined. I am withered like grass. Grass! I am withered like grass. And there is another one. Psalm 103, verse 14. Psalm 103, verse number 14. Let's look at that one as well. Very interesting revelation. In Psalm 103, 14, he said, for God knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. Dust! Job chapter 24, verse 23. Interesting revelation that the Bible talks about. Job 24:23. Look at what the scripture said. Very interesting. I mean, these are the scriptures that the born again believer, that the end time believer should be meditating on. Though it be given unto to him to be in safety whereon he rested, yet his eyes are upon their ways. Go to the next verse very quickly. Let's work with that. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all others and cut off. Cut off. Watch that word. Cut off. Cut off. Did you show them? Say a real ever momentum. Cut off. Job 16:22. Very interesting revelation. Job chapter 16 and verse number 22. The Bible outlines something profound and highly prophetic. He said, one. A few years are come, then I shall go the way whence I shall not return. Careful! Chapter 17 verse 1. Go further. 17 and verse number. Job 17 verse 1. Just a little further. And then look at what the Bible says. My breath is corrupt or is finished. My days are extinct. The graves are ready for me. Graves are ready for me. It really brings me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 from verse number 2 to 5. Ecclesiastes 7, 2 to 5. It really brings me to that particular scripture. The Bible said it is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to their heart. Go to the next verse. Very interesting. And I look at verse number 3. The Bible makes it very clear. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. Who keep preaching, sir? The heart is made better. Not hey, you are preaching. The heart is made better. Look at verse number 4. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the house of fools is in the house of party. President Mills, who ye, or may have your phone, Nanyansa by Womutrim, and won't pop up by Womukumem, Woman Nadi Slo, Ira Womakumem, Gana Funa Yasunia, and New Yawa, and Sinfraya, Kentia Woman Penia Tamils, ye really free. 1 year, Kuren Nuru. 1 year, and Nuru, near San Kunzi, Wuru. It is a Kramaya or Fianopa. We are like a dog that vomits in the morning and roams about and come back to eat its own vomit.
But I say, if you say, I know you're nipping in every year.
No! You're nipping in every year. Read the next verse.
But he has a four, the shen akumim.
But he has a four, the best shen akumim.
Are you a whore? Yes, in a serious.
Are you a whore? Tia! A yechen
serious.
Are you a whore? Because it builds the heart. Read it.
Na eni mabo mabo muna akuma namnya energy. Enyansafo akuma wa bobo di.
Enyansafo wa akuma wa bobo di.
Na nkwasia fo akuma.
Kwasia fo di. De bia heno wa akuma wo.
Energy fi.
Kwasia fo akuma hone wo. Kwasia fwa e hono wama kumashe. Hallelujah. Very, very, very interesting. Psalm 39 and verse number 4 downwards. Let's read that very quickly and very interestingly. Psalm 39 and verse number 4. Very interesting. On my 40th birthday, I asked them to read the scripture because God woke me up very early in the morning and gave me the scripture. The whole of the chapter of Psalm 39. The Lord gave it to me. But when I got, you know, let's read from, you know, Willie, I will let you read from verse number 1. But he said, Lord, make me know my end. My end, though! Everybody sitting here, you have an end. Some of our ends is very near. Some of it is far. But everybody has an end. Let me know my end. At least if I know my end, I will behave well. If I need to love people, I will love them. If I need to respect them, I will respect them. If I need to honor them, I will honor them. I want to know my end. I want to know my end. And the measure of my days. What is it that I may know how frail I am? Go to the next verse. Let's work. And the Bible said, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. Oh yeah. And my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. We see so saying, we just didn't say, you are altogether vanity. You know, when people had a lot of money and they went to Kumasi, they were throwing it in the air, and they had convoy and all that. It didn't last. Altogether vanity. You know that word sila? It means stop and think about it. Stop the scripture and reflect about it. Altogether vanity. That is why I keep telling the people, the car that you drive doesn't make you anybody. It doesn't raise your profile. It does not put you above any other person. The fact that I'm driving a Range Rover Velar doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make me better than you. The fact that I live at West Legon or Laboni or Cantonments doesn't mean anything. The day I die, my family people will struggle with my deterioration over my property. The day we married, I told her, there are certain family members, you have never seen them in our lifetime, you will never see them. They will only appear when I die. They will not even appear until the day that they say Kofi Draw is a mortuary. Aha. Then I'm a Bahilish. And say, hey, Mrs., you for know, say Kofi Draw na be one uncle. Right now, say we come to take property from you. This is what is going to happen. Dansoman, I met something very, very interesting. There was a soldier who was from Ebitifin, and he died. You know, Kennel. When he died, I mean, it was sad. They brought a truck and packed Kennel's things. His wife and children, they threw them out. They collected Apotoyowa, Tapuli, Benkuta. Cooking utensils, they carried it away. The woman was reduced to nothing. I said, why? Why? And people have forgotten that if you maltreat a widow, God will make your wife a widow. Yes, sir. Oh, you are not hearing me. A widow! You don't contend with a widow. If you contend with a widow, the Lord will kill you and make your wife a widow. God will kill you and make your children orphans. You don't contend with a widow. I remember many, many years ago we had a case, and I said to our lawyer, let's take it to court. He said, Papa, I will advise you that we drop it. I said, why? She said, we may be fighting God. I said, why? She said, because every widow is married to God. I was shocked. Every widow is married to God. We may be contending against God. Timu amoni widows, any orphans, especially when you bring people from places to live with you and they are orphans or they are whatever and you maltreat them, you have a big issue. I'm telling you, there's a big issue on your table. If you feel you cannot handle them, take them back. Compensate them and take them back. Then you are free. But if you want to maltreat somebody that is an orphan, the Lord will frustrate you until the whole heaven bring judgment on your head. Oh, you want to clap those hands? Let's read verse number 6. You know, surely every man walketh as a vain show. Surely we are disquieted in vain. He heaped up riches. He heaped up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. Next verse. Surely, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Go to the next verse. Let's read, you know. And let's go to verse 12, I think, you know. Let's go to verse 12. Very interesting. And then Willie will read all that verse for me. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Behold, thy peace. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger. Hey! I am a stranger. It's a very serious thing we are talking about. I am a stranger. I'm talking to you. Don't be deceived. The preachers of this country are making you know everything is okay. Then suddenly trouble strikes. Really? Now the game is yours.
But
you
say,
Enquietia. Enquietia. Pa. Munsusun kasa nkwetia ni wowe na miwowe emi nye hia ni sawo nye musika na midi aso fone ta akikasa nsi hunu no ya mi hunu asemwa menka enyi esika na adi nka hwan esika na adi enyi esika na adi nka hwan esika na adi ha emi sika na midi me ma shada so da dansa na me basa uyu le free akura na na dance uyu le free. This is why I keep telling the gospel musicians, God was so gracious to you and gave you an opportunity to be lifted from that village to come into the city. Therefore, you cannot abuse the grace of God. You cannot take the grace of God for granted. Among all the prophets in God, I cannot take this grace for granted. Am I talking to anybody at all in the house of God? Where is Bishop Anoyeboa? Where is Bishop Bob Hoxton? Where is Bishop Owusu Tebri? Where is Bishop Rex Odom? Think about it. So when a person becomes born again and they have accepted Christ Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, they don't joke with every day of their life. It is an opportunity in Christ to become the salt of the earth and the light of the world. It is an opportunity in Christ to shine abroad and testify of the goodness of it. It is an opportunity in Christ. Will you read the word of God?
But Psalm 39:4. The
whole chapter is yours. Very quickly, run through it.
Make us say, Meshama Queen.
anye bone.
Me de narika besoma no.
Me de narika. I will tame my tongue. Me de narika besoma no.
Sa obone fo me ni mi. Me dane mu mi yekom.
I will put, you know, I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Yeah. Me dane mum yekom.
Muama no papa ho.
Me muama no wo papa ho.
Na so me ya mu yeden.
Na me ya mu yeden ko.
Makoma ye sheshe wo mi mu.
Wo no sir, if you live a life where you are so generous and everything, people take you for granted. Oh yeah, people take advantage of you, that you are very generous, you give to this person, you give to that person. Easily they will betray you, they backstab you and all that kind of thing, say bad, evil things about you. Now go to the previous verse and let's look at something profound as we learn God's word tonight in this place. He said, I was dumb and silenced and I held my peace even from good. Sometimes you are tempted to say that if this is how human beings behave, I will not do this to anybody again. But the moment I said I wouldn't do it again, he said my sorrows were stayed, because you are created to do good. Yeah. You are created to do good. You are created to make an impact. You are created to touch lives. You are created to be a blessing. You are created for that. And so if people, listen to what I'm saying, if people, you know, repay you evil after you have done them good, leave them to the Lord, because God is a church and God is not a human church. He is a righteous and a just judge. Tianya!
Makuma yeshu,
makuma yeshu, tim tim, ewo mimo.
Mary Jindjino,
Mary Jindjino.
No, January Terry.
Eje den na David ehunu se wuja biwo baby. Eje den na David ehunu se wuja ewo baby. Na wuja ne Terry. Yati hey, eje ni huru. Mwe yo no wango to se eje mu. Be careful you don't go to hell. I'm begging you. Don't go to hell. Don't die in your sins. You have the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ tonight and live a life in spirit and in truth, the new life in Christ. You have the opportunity to do that. Read.
Na me de metacho ma make aside. Erade mami hunu mewie ye.
Erade mami hunu mewie.
Ne me na kakra wa suo.
Ani ke na kakra wa susu dia.
Mami hunu meche.
Mami hunu meche ma meche.
Che wa ye me na se.
Wa ye me na se ensa ma pe.
Na mi fie nya hwe wani.
Mi fie nya hwe wo wani.
Ampa oni pa si si.
Oni pa bia si si san ya.
Wa
ye hu hu lo keke.
Ampa oni pa bia na mse su su.
Oni pa bia na mse su su mo keke.
Ampa ha wo ho ho.
Ni pa ye ha ye ho papa. Higher home, and a minya, papa will be minya, time will be can minyan to oh, how home
or shut us up.
Yes, shut us up.
No, name the
Obebuano.
Now, I feel ready.
I feel ready.
Again,
I'm rich. So, and a manida.
Give me film rats when
you give me more true name.
And famine, ma.
And famine, ma. And famine, ma. And my name, mama, who
are a torrent moon.
I told him,
Women,
if it's a one way,
you are from me, so
you are me from me. So, Sano Shia, a regime.
So, the only one him catch
you, a Mumayo animal and a before a come and Nimua.
Woman, I want a fresh shit.
I want to know the shit as a sinner.
I'm para, only penny. I who wrote
a sinipan idea,
who
wrote any pen idea,
who wrote
any panda. You are just a hoo. You are vanity. God.
Erade tie me mpae bo.
Tie me mpae.
Eya so tie me
sufre. Ya so tie ma me sufre.
Emo anu mini so.
Emo anu mini so.
Na me ya ho ho.
Bia ho ho.
Me ya man friendy.
Ya man friendy.
Se me ja num nyina.
Se me ja num na. Tonight I am presenting you something very profound, and then we are going to close. I'm telling you that if you become a born again Christian, you have a responsibility to live for Christ. Responsibility. And that's what we Christian and what so ninem ye kwa now, but no, you have a responsibility to live for Christ. Can we say that if you become a Christian, you have a responsibility to live for Christ? Say that with me.
If you become a Christian, you have a responsibility to live for
Can
Christ.
You write that in your notebook? It is profound. It is remarkable. Once I become a child of God, I have a responsibility to live for Him. I then become an ambassador. I represent the kingdom. I represent the king. Like a district chief executive. Like a PA. Like an ambassador. Write it in your book. You need it. When I become a Christian, I have a responsibility to live for Christ. The moment I lift up my hands and become born again, I have a responsibility to live for Christ. That is why the Bible said in the book of Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who was God, or who was equal with God, did not consider to be, you know, whatever with God. Philippians chapter 3, chapter 2, verse number 5. Philippians 2, verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who did not consider it to be equal. Oh yeah, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Go to the next verse. And the Bible makes it very, very interesting. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was found in the likeness of men. The Bible said he humbled himself. He being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. That is the word that every born again Christian needs. Everybody say obedience.
Obedience.
Yeah, we need that. We said here. A year child for the boy. We can get free verse 5 me and you.
But I say, Mama, do you know what Christ or Yesu mu nti
na mu? Junior, what Christ or Yesu no? Enti na mu mu bi.
Ono na wonya nkupon ti biamu di.
Ono na wo wonya nkupon ti biamu di.
Na so wa mu no.
Wa mu no faso dia.
Wonya nkupon.
So ni nkupon ne se.
Na wa to ne hompan.
Wa to ne hompan.
Fa
kwat bi ato ne oso.
Na ni oni pansa so.
Wa dani ni pansa so.
Na so ye na dia fa.
Na so dia wa ye na dia fa.
Ohun ni so oni pa.
Ohun ni se ni pa.
Obran ne ho ase
ye. Obran ne ho ase. Ye se ti.
Diko si owo mu.
Nti ni ye Yesu bran ne ho ase. A Christopher no journey a hand time and a tear, so brand was you sit here the cool womb.
I send your own womb,
send your own womb.
And until when you go on, man, in the soccer,
I like that. So, anything when you go on, man,
so
can see.
No, I don't need dear,
I don't need dear, a brooding.
Say yes to demon, I'll
say yes to demon. Now let's go back to 1 John chapter 3. Let's go back to 1 John chapter 3. And you know, we got to verse number 3. And I want us to read this very clearly, very emphatically. Verse number 2. Beloved, now we are sons of God. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the sacrifice.
For the sacrifice.
Of the cross.
Of the cross.
Because without that sacrifice, we were sons of sorcerers. Abeifuoma. I want to say ye for any German for ma. And no nani ye. Yes, indeed. Now we are sons of God. And it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Go to the next verse now. Let's work. And then, you know, whilst we're doing that, Willie, you are preparing to also read. And every man that had this hope in him, in Christ Jesus, purified. That you who dear bro, for no, I hear Kekano. When you Christ, so if you have a fraud there, one more hammer pa, and if I find it, because we will see you, we no more can get you. If you know this, and every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as God is pure. Anybody that have hope in Christ, they purify themselves. Woman in Santana. They don't go with it. Hear what I'm talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. Go to the next verse. Let's work. Verse number 4, very interesting verse. As a matter of fact, I wanted to start from there. You know, let's look at it very carefully. He said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Let's go to verse number 5 quickly. He said, and ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. All the people that sit on the internet and talk madness and absurdity about Jesus Christ, let them hear that this scripture makes them fools. Psalm 14 verse 1. Let's continue. Whosoever abideth in Jesus sinneth not. Let's read that together. Ready? Go.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Read it.
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him.
Yeah. You're very clear. Very simple. Period. Let's move to the next verse. Verse 7. Alright, ready and go. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as Jesus is righteous. Read the next verse. Verse number 8. And then go. He that commits sin is... That's what I'm making. Just say, Kofi Drenya time wo me mwa ujini wanti asi. Na atofo any number one atamfo. Because we ye cannot cry. Utia son dem you be yere. You are in a church and you are living a promiscuous life with somebody's wife. And because I preach against that, you have a problem. You have a problem because I'm preaching against eternal life. That after this life there is another life. You want me to tell everybody to chill as they are talking nonsense all over the place? Chill, there ain't no heaven. Everybody enjoy yourself. Yeah. We cannot be sitting talking your nonsense. My job is to wipe, sweep. God has given me a mop. Mop out their madness from my church. Woman, some fool. Woman, they have been from a settlement. Mop it out. Let's finish reading this one. Ready and go. He that committeth sin is for the devil. Read.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
This is serious. This is extremely serious. Praise the name of the Lord. Read, King
Kai. Mosha do kun eja ne dia doyin so on fere nyankopon ma na ye yenso ye nti wi ase huyen efi se enhunu no adofo afi nyankopon ma na de ebeye no nyan na di na enim se so yi ne ho adia
so yi ne ho adia
ye beye se ono
ye beye se yesu no kwa
efi se ye be hunu se de otie
efi se ye be hunu se de yesu no ni
so bi ara wo no ho no eni da so yi no
obi a wo wo sa yesu yi ho ani da so
ono otie ne ho se de ono so
tie otie ne ho se de yesu no etie
obi ara ye bone no
obi a wo ye bone no
o de tumra
or the to obi abro ye bonin e ye bonin de to mra free se bonin
ene mra to
ene mra to
ko mo nim so ono de oyin ho adi so re beso bonin
ko
na bonin ni mu obi ara ti ni mu no enye bonin
obi a wo ti yesu mu no onye bonin
obi ara ye bonin ni hu
no obi a wo ye bonin no hu no yesu
onim no
enso onim no
e man kuma mo mo obi ara na da
to be to me at transferred them for 10 years enso na wonim no. You can be in church for 20 years and don't know Jesus and don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Read. Don't be deceived. Read.
Do I born in the free abonsam?
Do I have born in the free abonsam?
If it's abonsam no free fit as here born.
If it's abonsam no free fit as here born.
Yenti na Yakobon ban be yi.
Right. And when Yakobon ban be yi no hwet
dis. So
be say abonsam in your.
Obi Yakobon awon no nya born.
Obi a wonyame na awon no onya born.
If it's ni suit ni.
If it's Jesus ni su etinimu.
Na onto me nya born.
He cannot, even if he wants to, he cannot sin. Even if he can, he wants to, he have the desire and the want, and he cannot. That is the job of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. the Holy Spirit lives in you, that you cannot. Oh my God. Praise the name of the Lord. Really, this is very interesting. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for the seed of God remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Somebody shout, I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Stand to your feet. Let's close.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.